Well, it's been a long time since I've recorded a post on here, almost 2 years ago when I was working at the mall, as I remember that awful jewelry I had to wear from the last post. But now I am not working there, and that store has filed for bankruptcy, as I keep getting bankruptcy letters in the mail. So whatever, they can go fuck themselves. royally. But it's a hot night out in LA. Sorry. I don't know what to talk about. I guess I just finished my podcast episode, a new show. I got one up yesterday. It's called Deep House in the Summer. I'm still recording. I've been recording shows since 2007. So it's coming up on my 11th year this August. So I hope you enjoy them and listen to them. If not, check them out at oneindynation.com, the number one. Anyways, I play a variety of DJ mixes or playlists, different genres from soul to electronic to hip-hop, drum and bass, metal, just different stuff. Usually a lot of electronica or indie. I think my next one is going to be indie. God, I don't even know how I talked on here for like 10 minutes. Sometimes it seems like, what did I even talk about? I was on Tinder today and some guy messaged me and he was like, oh, I'll go pick you up. And I was like, okay, what do you want to do? And he's like, oh, you know, just anything, have fun. So right away, that was a red flag for me. And then, so then he messages back, because I say, like, what kind of fun? And he goes, oh, like, sexual. And I was like, you know what, like, I'm not really into having one-night stands, or just hookups, even though I'm on Tinder. I just want to hang out as friends and then see what happens. I don't really want to just be like a wham bam thank you ma'am person. One second. Sorry. God, that sounded horrible. I'm smoking a cigarette, which is, I know, something really bad to do. But I'm addicted, like most people are who smoke cigarettes. But anyways, so I unmatched with him, and I'm just not going to give people the time of day that are just looking for easy hookups like that. I think I'd rather just stay home. And also, I had fun just coloring in my coloring book and watching the news tonight with my puppy. I mean, I don't want to deal with all the drama that comes with going out at night to bars. Or maybe I should start crocheting. I'm like a grandma. As it is, I'm in my 90. Like the whole night. I don't know. I gotta get some better hobbies. I did start reading a book yesterday, and I don't know. I don't think I want to go out on these dating app dates anymore, or hookups, or whatever you want to call them. It's just like a waste of time for me. I'm not interested. So I'm getting really annoyed with the way guys are talking to me on that. I feel like a piece of meat. But maybe it's because girls are looking for that also, so they get used to talking to girls like that. But I don't know. Maybe I'll start going to church or join like a bowling team or something. I don't know. Kickball. Who am I kidding? I'm not gonna fucking play kickball. But anyways, so my love life is in shambles, as you can tell. Been single forever. I think I'm just gonna die alone. Woe is me. I think once I start caring for myself more and start going to the gym or start walking again and running, I'll meet somebody. But for now, I think I'm just better off alone. And I'm not even over my ex. He's not really my ex, but this guy that I was dating. I'm kind of hoping that he gets back in the picture so I don't have to venture out and meet somebody new. Because I don't know, I used to love meeting new people all the time and go out on dates every night with different guys and go out to dinner, go out for drinks. It was something exciting, something new, something fun. But now it's just, I don't know what changed. It's not exciting. It seems more like a chore. Like I dread it. I'm like, oh, I have to get ready. I have to look pretty. I have to smile and fake laugh, I guess. Not that I have to fake laugh but be phony, but I want to have a good time, and I feel like it's so forced. But anyways, sorry to be depressing on this post, but it's pretty much the state of me. But I know I'm not alone. I know I have it pretty good. Can't really complain, even though my health is not in the best of shape. I should be doing more to remedy that. And hopefully I'll stop procrastinating and do something about it. I don't exactly want to share. Well, why? But, because I think it's more personal. Maybe I'll share later. I was listening to some of my older audio booms. I was calling them audio boos back when it was audio boo. God, I've been on this forever. I think some of these, now I've got like the snuffles. Sorry. My allergies have kicked in, and it's going on 10 minutes. I'm glad I've bored you guys for this long. All right. Well, I'll update soon again. Cheers.